Jail is jail. You have the confinement of your freedom. You have to sleep on the floor with lice, dirty blankets, and very cold. That's basically what it was. But what is more important to us, I think, is the reason why we were in jail and why we might actually be continually going in and out of jail.
Can you please tell us what exactly happened?
The police sent out a message that they wanted to interview me. So as a law-abiding citizen, I turned myself to the police. We have that discussion, and true to their nature, they detained me on Friday evening and refused me bail and took me to Harare Remand Prison on Saturday morning, where I was then detained until I was granted bail on Monday.
What were the charges against you?
They've given me a very ridiculous charge of inciting violence, which I flatly and totally deny. I have not incited any violence anywhere. What is inciting the violence or whatever the unrest in the country is the misgovernance of President Robert Mugabe and his regime, who should step down and allow the country to sort itself out.
What happens if he then steps down? Won't there be a vacuum? Who would you want to come next into power?
It's not about who I want to come to power. It's about what form of country we want and what future we want for the country. That is more important than who comes. Whoever comes must be guided by the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe in terms of where we want this country to go.
How do you predict tomorrow will be?
Well, I don't know about tomorrow, but what I know is that the people of Zimbabwe are very agitated, as we have seen in the past month or so, with the mushrooming of all the protests across the country on various issues, which is an indication of the challenges that the country facing. Whatever comes tomorrow is whatever comes. But what I can assure you is that as we move forward, there won't be an escalation of various forms of protest. It's not going to be confined to one form of protest. There are going to be various forms of protest from various areas in different places at different times to show this government that we are fed up and that the government must then meet the demands that we've made that are on the public domain.